This is URN.
The Music Show Breakdown.
That was Craig David's new one with Big Nasty. When the bass line drops, in fact. Em, you were saying you don't really know Craig David much.
I don't. It's just that one song. You said it was Rewind. Is that the one?
The Rewind. When the grass
that is literally the only one that I can actually recognize. It's crazy.
Oh, see, about 10 years ago here in the UK, Craig David was massive. So 7 Days, Fill Me In, Rewind, they were huge. I think Fill Me In topped the charts for like quite a few weeks.
Really?
Back in 2003, something like that. Like, Craig David is old school. He's old school garage. Like, he's really popular here. So it's kind of like he's making a comeback.
I don't know, like... That's two massive artists for me there, Craig David and Big Nasty. And I'm a bit let down. I thought that was going to be way more in your face, like, really, oh my gosh, I really want to listen more. And I thought it was just a bit ordinary. Like, it wasn't bad, but it was just a bit ordinary.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, you know, too familiar with these, you know, these genres. You know, I just got here. But I don't know, I liked it, but it wasn't as memorable as I thought it was going to be. Because, you know, Craig David, you said it was a huge deal back in the day. And yeah, it wasn't too memorable. I mean, you know, I'd probably hear it at the club, I'd probably dance to it. But it's not like I'd be like, time to download it on iTunes. Like, not really.
Is it the same kind of situation that we had with Adele and Hello? It's just because it's Adele.
Mm.
Like, it's just because it's Craig David.
We've been waiting so long and he's brought out something a bit mediocre that we'd just be like, ooh, maybe if it was someone else would be interested.
Yeah, because Big Nasty, unless you're into grime, I don't think anyone would really know who he is. So do you think he adds much to it?
Not much at all, honestly. I mean, like, the grind that I've heard, it's usually pretty hard-hitting, so maybe, you know, the garage. It's different in the States, isn't it? Yeah, I don't know. It just doesn't add too much for me in comparison to what grime I've heard.
I didn't think it would work at first, as in garage and grime, but I quite liked it. It would get me dancing, but then again, as most people know, that isn't difficult. I dance to most things. So kind of mixed opinions on Craig David's new one there.
So, well, other than being a bit ill, how's the tour going so far?
Yeah, good. We're like 3 days in. It's really nice. It's sort of the first time we've played our own shows in the UK for like 6 to 8 months. And it's like really nice, yeah. And it's the first time we've played them since the record's been out as well. So it's really nice. It's like...
So no
tour
dramas so far.
No, well, apart from, you know, the chest infection, no tour dramas yet, you know. But it's early days, so could even be a drama tonight, you never know.
How do you sort of get into the mood for a show? So you've got like 3 hours now?
Yeah, I think like the more your shows you play over the years, the more sort of ritualistic you become, and I think they're like the period in between the show and you starting to get ready becomes like longer, and they're more and more kind of like weird and wonderful things that you feel like you absolutely have to do. I don't know. Generally, though, we just like listen to music, make sure we're all in the same room together, like hanging out, and just I have to do my warm ups, which is quite boring, but yeah.
Okay, so it's been 3 years since coming of age to the latest English Graffiti.
Yeah.
And so why such a length of time?
Well, I think we toured it for a year, and then I think, you know, we'd kind of been on this wave for 3 years that we didn't really ever want to get off, and we felt by then that we sort of did. And I think, you know, we wanted to take a big step forward, like creatively and personally and everything, and so it required us to like take a step back from the band and like go live our lives a bit and make a few more mistakes that we could write about, and then in the second phase, you know, make some musical and creative mistakes, and I don't know, just make sure that we were like prepped in a kind of personal and creative way to make the best possible record we could, really. Yeah.
Okay. It's sort of, English Graffiti is a very different vibe to what's been come out before.
Yeah.
Did you intentionally go out to make a new album, like a new era of Vaccines?
Well, yeah, definitely. I think like any band will tell you they don't want to make the same record twice and they want to evolve and they want to, you know. So yeah, I think actually the one aim before we'd done anything, before we'd even written a piece of, you know, a note of music, was that we wanted to do something different, And then past that, I'm not really sure. Yeah.
Were you a bit cautious that with a new sound, we might be received more critically?
Well, I think like we weren't cautious actually. I think that was the one that we felt quite a lot of abandon. And you know, whenever you change, you're always going to leave people behind, but hopefully you're going to pick up other people along the way. So I don't know really. I mean, yeah, you're always a bit like nervous, I guess, if you turn your back on something that people have maybe loved you for. But I think that inherently what we do and why people like us is because we just have like good personal relatable like pop songs really, like, and I think that's still at the heart of what we do, so yeah,
that's cool. Great. How's any stuff been going down on this tour?
So this is like the first tour where it's, you know, it's been ingrained in people's hearts and minds enough that it now feels like those new songs are hopefully, you know, as loved as the songs from albums one and album two. So I think that, I don't know, it's certainly out of singles, obviously. It's like, it feels like you play them now, and like, oh, this looks like an old favourite or something. It's great, yeah.
Oh, no, that's always nice, because it's your first major kind of headline tour.
No, it is, yeah, exactly,
and
you've
supported some really big bands over the time, such as, I actually saw you when you supported the Rolling Stones.
Oh, did you? Oh, nice, yeah.
And, so have you got a favourite band that you've supported?
I mean, Rolling Stones is pretty, you know, I don't think it gets much better than Rolling Stones. I mean, they are the greatest rock and roll band of all time, and the fact we played with them in Hyde Park as well was pretty special, you know.
Yeah, it was a great day. I enjoyed it.
Yeah. So what, are you excited for Nottingham tonight?
Very excited, Sid. We played here, speaking of supporting people, we supported Arctic Monkeys here 4 years ago, so it's nice we've got doing our own show here now.
Moved up a dressing room.
Well, yeah, exactly, moved along the court. Yeah, but, you know, this is probably us for this point of time, yeah.
Awesome. And what should we expect next from the vaccines?
I would say like more music, you know. I think
more music.
You know, I think we've already started writing. In fact, if I hadn't had a chest infection, we were going to play a new song tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But we're not now because I can't sing it.
After the tour, is it going to be another intensive writing session?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, we're gonna spend all of, sort of January writing and see where that leaves us. Yeah.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah. I had there was a review of your second album which prophesied that your third album, as you grew your hair long for the second album, that the third album would be the skinhead album.
Oh, really? Oh, nice. Yeah, not quite.
You're
going
to look to change your look?
For album four, I'm not sure, yeah, maybe. I feel like I went album one, then album two, actually, then album three, I just went back to my old look, you know.
Maybe the Mohican album next.
Yeah, yeah, exactly, yeah, I could do a Mohican. Yeah.
Awesome, well, thank you for taking the time to speak to us.
Cool, thank you, guys.
And have a good time tonight.
Cool, thanks very much.
Thank you. Yeah.
The nominations for the Grammys just came out, which is pretty exciting. I think this is the music show that people, you know, definitely take the most seriously. There were 83 categories. However, obviously, they don't show all 83. I'm pretty sure the awards are given out beforehand for, like, probably, like, you know, 70 of them. And then the main ones, which is usually kind of like a small pool of artists, are actually shown during the show itself. And, you know, Kendrick pulled in the most nominations. You know, he had To Pimp a Butterfly for Best Album, and also that qualified for Best Rap Album. And All Right was a big hit that was qualifying for Song of the Year, and I think Collaboration as well. That one's a good one as well. And he even like featured on a dance record, so he got to get a nomination for that as well. And Bad Blood, that was with Taylor Swift, so I think he got Best Music Video nomination, and that might have also been a Best Collaboration one. The Weeknd and Taylor Swift, they also came in with 7 nominations each, which is kind of, well, I mean, for Taylor Swift, that's not crazy at all. But The Weeknd, he really blew up this year, which was amazing. I think he's been kind of under the radar for years now, and then bam, like, Can't Feel My Face comes out, and it's just like, oh, wow, like, where have you been? Thinking Out Loud, Ed Sheeran, See You Again, you know, kind of predictable singles. It also shed some light on some up-and-coming artists, which I really appreciate. I hope they actually get to be on the show. Leanne LaHavas and Kalani for Urban Contemporary. They're amazing. Also, you know, some indie categories, some rock categories. Like, you know, it's great because everything's kind of thrown in, even though you still see kind of all the pop mainstream, but it's good to have other genres recognized.
I'm so happy Kendrick's been nominated for so many awards.
I know.
That, like, To Pimp a Butterfly, I haven't listened to it as much as I would have liked to, but it's
oh, you need
such,
to.
Like, following, it was so different from his first album, I think.
Oh, definitely.
I find it very different, but it was so good. And, like, some of the messages he puts across in some of his songs, they're such, like, strong messages.
Oh, definitely.
So I'm really happy he's been nominated, because I think he fully deserves it. Such a good album.
And he has a way with words, you know, and it's just so relatable at the same time, but it's so smart. I love it.
He's not one of those standards rappers that just raps about any old rubbish. As I said, he a lot of the time he has a message he wants to get across, not just singing about money or the things that rappers normally rap about. But yeah, and Taylor Swift getting 7 nominations, again, nothing new there.
Oh, nothing new at all.
And I'm really happy for The Weeknd too, because I love The Weeknd.
Oh, he's so great.
I know. And then, so do you know who was nominated for any of the indie or the rock? Categories.
I know Alabama Shakes. They ring a bell, but I'm not that familiar with them.
I really like Alabama Shakes. They're awesome. Fern Cotton was a massive fan of them. She played them all the time on Radio 1.
Yeah, there we go. I know Leanne LaHavis is, amongst her fans, she is so popular, but she's almost one of those ones that people have heard of, but they've never actually heard her music.
Oh, exactly. She has kind of like a cult following, and she just has this amazing voice. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you kind of, you know, you really want it to get popular, but you kind of think it'll probably stay under the radar. It's just really special. So I don't know. I think it'll be hard.
I'd say I'm one of her fans. And the moment I became her fan was when I saw her performing at Glastonbury on the telly, unfortunately. But I saw her perform at Glastonbury, and her voice live somehow is even better than when recorded. It was just, and she wasn't even doing anything that exciting stage present works, but I just couldn't take my eyes off her. Like, she was insane.
Yeah, I've seen some performances on YouTube. She could just sit there, and her voice, it just like magic comes out. It's just amazing.
It's very rare that happens, that someone is better live than they are on the recording, because nowadays I swear they just edit it so much, and a lot of the time it doesn't sound like the person that's singing it, which is a massive shame. So props to Leanne LaHavis for sounding better live.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely.
That's so good.
Usually it's the other way around, which is, you know, the sad truth, but you know, it is what it is.
So I reckon that Bad Blood will probably sweep up the Best Collaboration Award or the Best Video Award, because it, until Hello came out, am I correct in thinking that it held the record for most views on a YouTube video?
I think in like that short period of time.
Yeah. So it was massively popular. So I think it's going to do really well. This is URN. The Music Show Breakdown.